Cliffcentral. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
Yes. Yes. You know what time it is. You know what time it is. It's Thursday, the 9th of June, 2016, 12.07 p.m. Welcome to Unplugged and In Charge. My name is Sampiro Petros. It's been a while, guys. I feel like I haven't been here in a while. But I'm not alone, of course. Bondo Don, are you alive, my man?
I'm here, my brother. I'm
here. Are you alive, my man?
The whole design. I'm out here, dog. I'm actually going to rename myself on Twitter, by the way. Yeah.
What are you going to rename yourself?
I'm actually going to do it right now. I've been thinking about it.
What are you going to call yourself, dog?
So my name on Twitter is Vaughn the Poet, because I write poetry, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, but I can't do it on my phone. Hey, I need to go do it on the laptop.
So now you're
going to... So after the show, I'm going to rename myself to Vaughn the Everything.
Yo, Vaughn the Everything.
So you're looking for me on Twitter, you can find it at Vaughn the Everything, bro. That's me.
Are you going to change your handle? Or
my handle, dog.
Right. Yeah, Vaughn the Everything. Yeah. Actually, speaking about Vaughn the Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So on TikTok Tuesday, I was with Lesejo and...
Oh, yeah.
So Ari tells us, I know. So on the Spoken House little Monday, Vaughn was dropping some bombs, some serious bombs.
Shut up.
And then he's like, let me just play a clip for you so that, you know, we can hear some of those bombs.
Oh, snap.
And then all I hear is that Vaughn coming in and saying, today I resigned.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I did. Straight up, bro.
I was like, today I resigned. Today I resigned.
Yeah, yeah, that's me, bro. I did, man. I handed my resignation Monday. So it's my last month. I'm out.
Can I just say, Vaughn, welcome to the club, dog. Welcome to the club, homie.
Yeah, shout out, bro.
You know, it's actually funny, bro, because we've been speaking about this for quite some time. So what made you decide to resign on Monday?
You know, bro, I've been thinking about it for a while. It just sort of came down to I'm young. You know, I'm 25 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I've done fairly well in the professional space. You know, working with the guys I work with, and
yeah,
I've contributed, you know, a hell of a lot to the growth of the company.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, you know, perhaps it's time to just change my life up. Like I'm that type of guy. Like I wake up in the morning, and if I don't feel like having hair, I shave it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And then the next time I decide to grow my hair, or if I feel like dressing a type of way, I just do it. You know,
so I act
on my instincts.
Yeah, your instincts and your impulses. But this decision wasn't really like an instinct or an impulse.
Because it's
been weeks, dog.
Yeah. It's a bit more serious. Yeah. You know, I didn't just wake up and be like, I'm quitting today.
Yeah.
I'm out. No, it was a feeling, and I just. I ended up just deciding to go with sort of the road less traveled and just take a risk and just take a bet on myself. Bro, I'm young enough to try it out. You know what I mean? I've got things that I'm doing on the side, so hopefully I can grow those and we see where we move to.
Yeah, you're hustling, dog. So yeah. The age old question for young individuals like us who resign at such a young age, where people aren't really doing anything like resigning, is what's the next step?
Hey, the next step is to obviously see out my last month, and after that, it's gonna be to sort of reevaluate the situation. I have got a couple of other opportunities, that allow me to be a little bit more flexible. So it's job opportunities as well. Yeah, job opportunities, but sort of more like in the sort of consulting space.
Mm-hmm.
Helping people set up sort of departments within the agencies that didn't have digital sort of aspects before. So I'm looking at those kind of options. I'm looking at a few things, bro. But I'm keen to explore, you know, all the different possibilities that are out there and just sort of go on a bit of a journey.
All I know, bro, is to be old and wise, you must first be young and foolish. And a lot of people think we're being foolish right now, but I think it's we're just walking into our destiny. This is an hour where we can't just sit back and conform to the system, but rather redefine the system and stand up for what it means to be a young and influential South African, bro.
Yeah, system suck, bro. I'm not a fan of those things. Like, I don't think they've ever, like, you know, the world's always been working in a certain way, and people have always been living in a certain way, and the people the praise and the people that we accolade are the ones who tend to do things differently. And I feel like I'm one of those people that want to take a chance on themselves and maybe put myself out there and see where it can go.
Mm.
And yeah, bro, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I believe in myself. I believe in what I can do. I believe I'll make it work no matter where I go. So, yeah, man, young people out there, it's probably the right time in your life to bet on yourself in your 20s.
I think you said something very powerful. You believe in yourself, bro. Not a lot of people actually believe in themselves, which is a sad thing. And a lot of people tend to conform to the opinions of their parents or people out there. Yeah. So I want to ask you one simple question. And I think it's very important. What did your parents say? And what did people just in general say when you resigned?
You know, the thing is, like, it's an interesting reaction that you get, man. My mom's always been like, bro, you should be Ryan Seacrest, you know. My mom's like my biggest fan, man. Like she's always been supportive no matter what I do, you know. Yeah. So she was like, ah, oh, boy, you know, I know you, I know how you work, you know, I know what your vibe is, you know, do what you got to do. Other people are like, that's crazy, you know, you haven't sort of. You know, so yeah, man, people have all different opinions. But at the end of the day, bro, it's just like what really matters is how I felt about doing it, you know, and why I did it. And why I did it is because I just want to free myself up a bit. I've got these other opportunities, you know, I'm pursuing them and pursuing a few other things. But it's just about changing my life, bro. Sometimes resigning is just about bringing a change, like a different environment. And that's what I want.
You're living to the true nature of who we are. You literally unplugged yourself from the system and you're in charge of your own future, dog.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful thing. It's something that's very rare. Not a lot of people will do that. And I actually want to bring in Weza in this this point. Weza, how you doing, champ?
Yo.
Weza's looking like a pastor.
Man, more like a billionaire.
These days, pastors are billionaires.
So you know, Vaughn resigned. How do you feel about that?
Wow. I don't like this thing. Too many unemployed people here. Guys, I'm gonna find myself new friends. I don't know. I know that obviously Vaughn is a very smart guy. He wouldn't just do a rash decision like that without knowing that, you know, he's already built something solid. I mean, one thing with Vaughn, I heard you were saying that now it's going to be called Vaughn the Everything. One thing about Vaughn is that, I mean, he's been doing, you know, his creative work, but he's also had these really awesome ideas and concepts that he wants to see materialize. And maybe you could see that, you know, work was getting in the way of many of your bigger dreams.
Yeah.
You're also managing an artist right now. Yeah. He, I mean, he's been doing things. And this is the formula that I suggested for anyone who wants to do that, you know, that shift, that quarter life crisis shift from what are you doing right now to what you want to do is carry on with what you're doing, but slowly build this passion of yours, build it into something solid, slowly but surely, because all your parents want to see, if you ask them, what do you want? They will say,
happy.
Yeah, I just want you to be happy. Yeah. I don't want you to, you know, to struggle or to owe anybody and stuff. I just want you to, you know, live comfortably, do what you love to do and be happy and with no stress.
Just be successful. That's all you want.
That's the main thing they want.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they try to search something solid for you. You know, something that has security, and they say, do that.
Yeah.
Because they know that that's bulletproof. Even if you mess up every now and again, at least here, you're always going to
have
a
job.
Have a job.
Yeah. That's
and until you can say, look, mom, this is what I really love doing.
Yeah.
And here's the evidence that I have actually, you know,
done something with it, and it's
profitable.
Absolutely.
And then she can freely say, you know what, my son? Go ahead. I'm fully with you. I'll support you. If you fall, I'll be your safety net. And then normally you never really need the safety net because you just carry on going and you become better and better at it. Yeah. Because I think in life is just like that. Life is like, let's say, a swimming pool with a deep swimming pool.
Yeah.
Anyone who's going to carry on kicking, going to carry on, you know, just throwing your arms around to try and, you know,
stay up.
Is going to stay up. Yeah. And if you keep on kicking, you're going to get somewhere. You're going to get to the edge of the swimming pool. The only guys that we've heard of that drowned are people who got in and thought that they were just going to float. And then they sunk. Mm. And then people said, ah, no, swimming pools are dangerous. Mm. You know how many people die in there. Mm. So, you know, when you say, I want to go after my dreams, then they're like, ah, brah, we don't even know if you can swim. But you're like, no, but let me try. Yeah, and then they're like, no. So many people die trying. It's because they never even, you know, they weren't kicking around.
Yeah,
all you got to do is kick around. Anyone who's willing to kick around
fight, dog.
Will stay up.
I think that's I think that's where I'm at. Like, it's not like everything I've built on the side yet is like to the point where, you know, it's gonna it's gonna work on its own. It's still gonna require me to, you know, sell some of my time to a company, and you know, I'm just changing it up now. I'm switching up my environment, but the focus is always gonna be more now on what was taking a backseat. And now I'll start funneling those funds through into building something on the side to get to that point. And I'm right now, and I'm just kicking and kicking and kicking and throwing my arms around, bro.
And I tell you, I've been living this my life on my terms life for this past year now. I mean, the year is only about 6 months into it. The sixth month is not there. So let's say I've been living it for about 5 months now. Actually, you can minus those first 2 months because then I was still, you know, in transit.
That's where I'm at now.
So let me say I've been living it for about 4 months, 4 to 3 months. Man, it's such a happy place. You know, sometimes it feels like it's illegal to be so happy.
It's got to be a problem.
You know, where you literally just, you wake up in the morning, and it's up to you.
It's a beautiful thing.
What,
you know what it
What do you want to do today? I don't know. What do you want to do? Is it, let's have some breakfast. You know, let's eat some oysters. Let's go to Cape Town.
You know what the beautiful thing is? Yeah. It's something that we've been talking about. And a lot of people have been asking, why Unplugged and In Charge? The transition from Gentleman by Choice to Unplugged and In Charge. Simply because at this stage in our life, we're really just taking charge of our lives. That's our common theme. We're unplugging ourselves from conforming to what people want us to do. And we're really taking charge of our future, which is something very beautiful. And what we want to try and do is make you realize that you don't necessarily have to resign. We're not telling you to resign. We're just saying take charge of your future. That's the most important thing.
And if you feel like, wow, shucks, I have let life happen to me. Normally, if you let life happen to you, you roll to wherever life, you know, to whatever life has planned for you. And if you don't do your own plans, but you rather go with what life has planned for you, you know what life has planned for you? Nothing much.
Exactly.
You're literally just gonna roll and roll. So sometimes if you've have let life, you know, take you somewhere, and now you realize that, man, I've let life take me here, now from here on I want to take charge. Sometimes it does require you to let go of some of the things that you were pursuing before, because you were not necessarily pursuing it out of your own passion, but you were just going with the flow. And it's not always a good thing to just go with the flow without necessarily having a bigger picture plan. So what I see here is in fact, in the beginning I was a bit conflicted when we started this journey. To say, but we talking, but will we even do the things we are talking about? And slowly but surely, you know, your speech eventually becomes your belief, and then it becomes your action, and then it becomes your testimony. You know, you can say, guys, I've lived, I've done that, and look where, you know. And I remember listening to motivational speeches by people long, long ago, you know, when you're listening to them, or maybe you're on YouTube or something, and you think, this thing works in America, but I don't know if any South African has this whole thing where they just leave what they were doing and just go after passion and things.
Somebody
work
has
out.
To try it
things
out.
Things are not that lit in Africa.
You
yet,
know
bro.
What I mean? People are thinking,
like, we're still getting there. Let us,
you know. But it's amazing because the world just opens up. Like it's like water. You know, just what Will Smith said was also exactly that. That, you know, the universe is like water, and if it may look like there's no space when you look at it from outside, but as soon as you get in, that water makes way for you, and you are able to, you know, to take charge of whatever space you want to acquire in this world. Les Brown would say, there is room for you out here in this thing called life. There's room for you and your dreams. It looks full from outside. When you're looking at it, you're like, who's ever gonna give me a chance? These guys look so happy on their own. Like, it doesn't look like I will ever fit in. You know, you look at maybe a place like Cliff Central and you think, I'm sure they've got enough DJs here. There's no chance I'm gonna fit in. But you know what? Just come in. Just try your best with whatever you want to do, with whatever your dream is.
Exactly. There rather is try room. And fail than regret not trying at all, because you never know what might happen when you decide to bet on yourself.
Who's this? The Virgin Man. What's his name again?
Richard Branson.
Richard Branson's favorite line is, screw it, let's do it.
Straight up.
Yeah, and that's sometimes what you need to do. That's the type of attitude you need to have.
It's also easy to do that when you're a billionaire.
No, but
yeah, it wasn't always a bully.
It was his attitude in the beginning.
The interesting thing is, Brian Tracy would say, on your way to becoming a self-made millionaire, it is not the checkpoint that is actually more important, but it is the person you become in the process. Mm. The person he became in the process, Richard Branson, was was what made him to say, screw it, let's do it.
I see what you mean.
It was not when he... You
got the money.
Because I can give you... I could take you with your... Let's say with your poor man's mindset, right? And I can give you R1 million.
Mm.
And you won't all of a sudden, if I ask you for an interview, now sound philosophical. Yeah. Money does not make you smarter. I think we can prove that with a couple of people.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what?
Money does not mean you're a smart dude.
You know what's actually quite hectic? Now that I think about it, it really isn't about what you do, because what you do can be taken away from you, but who you become can never be taken away
exactly.
from you.
Exactly. And that's why it's so interesting, because you get, let's say, my dad, who's lived for about 45 years or something, right? And he has, in his 45 years of living, has not made, let's say, 10 million rand in his pocket. It's not like there in his bank he's got 10 million. He's never reached a net worth of 10 million. Then you get a guy like Richard Branson, who made millions, then he lost them, and then he made them again in a short space of time, like 5-10 years, makes it all back. And you're like, hey man, where do you go get this money? Because and it's not necessarily that, you know, there's this place when no one's watching, they just walk to this well, get all this money back, and they're like, oh yeah, I picked it up again, guys. It's really just that he has something about him, his mindset, his way of doing things, his personality, and his approach to life. And
I was about to say that I think one of the major key things is how you view life. And how you believe things should work, so, and how you go about executing.
So if it is this valuable to have a certain type of mindset, to have a certain personality, why are we so reluctant to spend money on trying to improve ourselves? Because it's so easy to spend money on having nice clothes, or spend money on that nice car and that house. But you know, when let's say when Dean invites you to a seminar and says, well, it is 200 rand for the ticket, and I'm thinking, 200 just to sit there, listen to people.
It's your perception.
But 200 bucks is like 2 Nando's meals, though.
Yeah, but you need to view it. It's either you're gonna spend that money on Nando's, or trying to conform to the opinions of people, or you're actually going to invest in yourself. It's your outlook on what you're doing. And speaking about Dean and the seminar, we haven't had our motivational minute yet. And what I wanted to do today is actually kick off and introduce our guest, Dean Boita from Pride Factor, right? Pride Factor. Dean, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yourself?
Good. Yeah. What I want to do first, before we talk about Pride Factor and before we talk about inspired youth and all of that, is let's inspire the listener now. Because this is what you do. You host motivational and inspirational workshops. So we want to get a great first impression of you.
All right.
So we're gonna get the beat in.
Yeah, so I'll just explain how
bring
it works.
On the beat.
Yeah, so you pretty much gonna try and inspire us, make us fired up and charged up with this lovely instrumental right here. So it's all off the cuff. He has not prepared. We did not warn him before the time, and this is how we roll.
Yeah, you know? Straight up.
And this is exactly what we're about to do right now. Dean, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Cool okay, stuff. Let's go for it, man.
Alright, I think what it comes down to at the end of the day is that you need to have one understanding, and it's quite simple. You have one shot at life. You have one shot. That's it. So the fact that we are not all running like a man burning on fire towards our absolute wildest and most creative dreams is nothing short of sinful, if you ask me. I've been loving all the energies that have been coming from the microphones over the last 25 or 30 minutes from listening to you guys. But at the end of the day, you get one shot at life. You've got to live it up. You've got to take the bull by the horns, and you've just got to throw yourself at every opportunity that presents itself in order to create the happiest, most successful, wealthy, healthy, energetic, and vibrant life that you possibly can, in order to create or leave behind a legacy, or to just leave when you bite or fall off that mortal coil eventually with a smile on your face.
Mm. Powerful stuff, man. You got one life. Take control of it, man. Straight up. Let's go. Are you taking charge? All right, let's talk. You've been quiet, bro. Like,
I've been Mike.
Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
Can you hear me? Oh, yeah, sorry. I think I've just been taking it all in, hey? I've had a hectic morning. Phone stopped working. It's on life support. Roadblocks everywhere. Don't have my license disc, you know. But like Dean said, you only have one shot. So I was like, sorry, traffic cops, I need to go. I only got one shot. You can't lock me up today. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. Like, I was like, put him in the bag. I was like, no, I'm sorry. You can't do that. You know, I'm trying to better the place here.
the thing with Lesego is I've been with Lesego when a police officer stops us. He's got that whole Santan boy from Sentuatuat school type of attitude. You know, when the police stops a black guy, a normal black guy like me, I would be like, eish, yeah, eish, hey, dumelang. You know, and then he's like, yeah, date kupa bona license. It's like, ish, license. Ish. You have to literally say, ish, repeat what they say, and then say, ish again. Yeah. And then, you know, ish. And
even
then like,
I know that, though.
You know, your license disc is expired. Ish, license disc expired. Ish. You know, like, you had to go through the whole thing. And then he's like, no. But now you know, eh? You're going to go fix it, eh?
Yeah, next time.
Like, yeah.
Ish, yeah, now, next time.
Yeah, ish, yeah. Next time.
But I need to phone my. I need airtime.
You know what I mean? that whole thing.
So now, Lesego,
Lesego, it's like, can I get your license? What you want my license for? Here's my license. Your license 6 expired, sir. Yeah, just give me the ticket. I need to get out of here. Just give me the ticket. We're like, what? What? Lesego, no. He's like,
actually,
just give me the ticket.
Actually,
my dad. Do you know who my dad is? Just give me the ticket. Let me go.
Do you know who I am? Lesego does this exactly. The funny thing is, the one time we were at McDonald's in Hatfield and the car guards were busy fighting over who should get the money. And so I was like, what's your problem? Who are you? Like, what's the problem, guys? And he gets out of the car, like, stops in the middle of the road and he gets out of the car. He's like,
because you only have one shot. Don't have time to be being stopped by people like, your license is expired. Come on,
man. Me and the cops have a very good understanding now at the moment. Whenever they stop me, they know. They come to my window. I'm like, you know, bro, I get along with guys, dog. You know, I'm cool.
I'm easy, but
they can feel
bro.
My vibe.
You're
like, they're like, yeah, boy, what, you know, what's happening? Where's your license? I'm like, my license expired, bro, like, for a long ass time now. For the longest time, my license has been expired. I literally say to him, I'm like, he has my license, but listen, man, this thing expired.
But listen, man, this thing expired.
So, I don't know what you're going to, at least you know I can drive. And then they laugh. And then they say, don't worry, bro, come through.
Next time.
Let's talk. Don't do that. Keep your license registered. Keep your shit in order.
Vaughn
do
is
not
a
do
typical
that.
Example I just, of the worst behavior. The
worst. Yeah. I'm not a role model, but I am a leader.
Bars.
Oh my god. This is a session. Okay, no. But before, I think we just need a moment to just all absorb these bad examples, the worst behavior. We're going to take an ad break and then we're going to talk to Dean about some very interesting stuff.
Cool.
So on the other side of this, we're doing some serious stuff.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleepout, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleepout on the 28th of July, 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleepout on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So yeah, man, I think we've definitely had quite a half an hour. And, you know, this is Unplugged and In Charge. We're taking charge of the future. And we always say this is the shortest hour in the week. And we've just been having a session. Like, we haven't even spoken about anything serious. But now I think it's time to talk about the real stuff, the inspiring stuff. So, Dean, just tell us a bit about yourself.
Sure, where to start? I've really been enjoying what's going on at this table, I must say.
Fantastic.
You four, fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Any other way to put it, wow.
Thanks a lot, bro. Yeah, man.
Wrinkles from smiling so much. Yeah, listen, I come from the motivational workshop industry. I worked with the likes of Greg Secker and Tony Robbins and Jordan Belfort and Steve Wozniak and all that kind of jazz. And it's been very interesting for the last couple of years. I've just felt that over the last couple of years that the content should be directed more towards the youth.
Yeah.
More towards the youngsters of the country to see what they can do with it. And, you know, you can't always teach an old dog new tricks, but you can plant seeds of inspiration, motivation for our future generations to come on and ideally lead by example.
Yeah.
Our background in South Africa has never been ideal. Our leadership is questionable at the best of things. And our dollar rand, euro rand, pound rand exchange rate is ridiculous. So instead of trying to address those problems immediately, if we feel that if we inspire the youth to take control of their lives and to you know, live the best lives that they can and create the best country that they can, that the future generations of South Africa will all benefit from it.
So where did this all start for you? Because, I mean, you know, It's one thing to have this mindset, but where is this mindset birthed from?
I think it's been from hanging around with a lot of the right people, also from a lot of the wrong people too. I must add to that. networking, seeing what does work and what doesn't work, and just kind of like hunting down the opportunities. As again, like we've been talking around this table the whole time, I wore many, many, many caps as a youngster. I've come from professional surfing to modeling and acting to stage performances. I've hosted Rocking the Daisies for 6 years and Oppy Coppy and things like that. Wow. I've been a brand ambassador. I've been a real estate agent. I've been a forex trader. I've sold gas, electricity door to door, etc., etc., etc. Much like yourself.
You've lived this life.
Just kind of, just change things up left, right, and center. And I think at the end of the day, what it comes down to is that I may not drive the best car and I certainly don't dress in the best manner by any means, but I am as happy as I could possibly be. And I could go down tomorrow in flames and I think I'll go down smiling.
Yeah.
And I feel that's what it comes down to.
So yeah.
You can certainly learn some lessons from me of what to do and certainly what not to do.
Yeah.
You know, people want to earn money. People want to have lifestyles. People want to have careers and families and all that kind of stuff. So what we've done is we've formed a platform called Inspired Youth, where we get various role models, celebrities, aspirational figures and such to come and chat to the youngsters, come and tell them they did, come and share their stories of success, of heartache, of what did work, of what didn't work, and ideally just inspire the youth to see that opportunity is everywhere.
Yeah.
Abundance is everywhere.
Mm.
And if you live the lifestyle that you wish you could be living, pretty much guarantee that the opportunities are actually going to end up finding you at the end of the day.
Yeah, and you just need to make up your mind, right?
Yeah, much like you were saying early on. I loved your analogy about the water.
Great.
Loved your analogy about the pool. It's so true. Yeah. Carry on kicking. Just kick in any direction. Kick. And you will find the edge of the pool eventually.
That's true. Yeah.
But if you sit there and just float and wait for it to happen, mate, you are going to sink.
Yeah.
Definitely. So this Inspired Youth Workshops, it's actually quite a big event, I have to say, because I've read up on it for a bit. But tell us where it all started for you.
Okay, well, I mean, this is our 9th or 10th event that we've run over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
We started off with a 2-day event for 24 people, and it quickly went to 70, to 100, to 200, to 250. Our last event was for 410 at the end of March, and now we have an event this Saturday for between 3,000 and 4,000 youngsters. So
it's slightly
intimidated. And the sweat is real, but it's fine. We love it. So yeah, between 3,000 and 4,000 youngsters at Nasrec Center as part of the National Youth Month celebration. It is Youth Month. It's all about the youngsters at the moment.
Yeah.
And we have a fantastic lineup from 8:30 to 1 o'clock on Saturday, Nasrec Center. The government has provided us with transport for the youngsters. They are mobilizing the kids. We're feeding all the kids. We've got the Gauteng Provisional Government on board. We've got the National Youth Skill Development Program on board, One Young World, Pride Factor, National Financial Literacy, SABC Foundation, David Gresham, Licorice Inc. So all these wonderful brands have come together.
This is a session.
Yeah, yeah. So all these brands have come together to really throw in the expertise and getting the youngsters to the event. And then we've gone and found some fantastic role models and celebrities to come and share their wisdom with the youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, one of the big things from Inspired Youth is we really listen to what it is the youngsters want to know.
Yeah.
What they want to talk about. You have no idea how quickly a 15-year-old will mature nowadays.
Yeah.
It's actually scary.
Yeah, yeah. It's because of all the stuff they're exposed to. It's social content. Media.
Yeah,
all
it's the information. The information that we were getting from them 2 years ago was phenomenal. But what we're getting now is who they want to talk to.
Mm.
And it's not the CEO of FNB.
Yeah.
It's not the multimillionaire. It's like it's the main guy behind Red Bull.
Mm.
You know, it's Jack Parra. It's Chad LaClasse. It's Mini Dlalimi. It's you guys. Yeah. This is who they want to hear from. So we talk to them a lot and we find out what they want to hear, what they want to talk about, business ideas, entrepreneurship, how to make money, how to be successful, how to be happy. And then they choose selected speakers that they want to hear from.
Mm-hmm.
And we do our best to find them and to get them to come and chat to the kids. Fortunately, we've got a Katlego from Espresso.
Yeah.
It's the third time he's done the event. And he's a great role model. You know, I mean, singing the national anthem in front of hundreds of thousands of people. Whew, that's intimidating stuff right there. Tell you what. So we've got a great lineup of speakers coming to share their content. We've got prizes and awards for a whole bunch of kids. We get very interactive with them, get them on stage to do performances, to read poems, to sing, to dance, to present certain aspects. They get rewarded with prizes. The event's for free. They get transported there for free. They eat for free, and they leave there with what is nothing short of an incredibly memorable experience where they get to meet those local celebrities, get to ask them some questions, go home thriving and energetic. And again, the testimonials that we've been receiving from the likes of our students of, you gave me an opportunity, or you gave me the confidence to go for that audition, or to push hard at writing that exam, or to swim faster in that race. You know, we kind of provide the platform, the youngsters take it from there. It's quite simple.
It's powerful stuff. I mean, you're allowing the youth of South Africa to see their role models and dream for the future, because these are people that have accomplished their dreams, and now the youth can see these people and then dream for the impossible.
Well, that's exactly it. As I say, I mean, we can get the millionaires in there. We can do this. We can do that. We can get the CEOs, et cetera, et cetera. But the youngsters don't think they're cool. The youngsters don't recognize that.
Exactly.
They want to see Mops Mop and Yana on the cover of GQ. They want to see DJ Fresh of Central, etc., etc. They don't see these guys in there.
Born the Everything.
Born the Everything. I think I've just got a recommendation for him now. Yeah. Oh, there he is. Born the ET. But it is. You guys don't understand it. Like, really, you guys are the role models.
Mm.
This is exactly what it comes down to. So if we can provide a platform where you guys can come and chat to them, they get inspired. You get your name out there. Mm. Everyone wins. South Africa's youth wins at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Hey, man, job well done.
Yeah, that's the point, right? To get the youth moving.
Precisely. Yeah.
So in Saturday's event, who do we want there?
Well, Saturday's event, as I say, we've got loads of kids coming in, obviously, loads of youngsters. Sorry, not kids, youngsters. That's another thing they did ask. Please stop calling us kids. Okay, you're youngsters, young teens and adults. So everyone and anyone, it's free entry. We've got a space for like 4,000. The exhibition center's got 298 exhibitors going on. They expect foot traffic of between 5,000 and 10,000 people per day.
That's lit.
Plenty media coming down, which is great. Ministers, deputy mayor, the president's going to be down there on the 16th. Mm. There's a walk, there's a marathon, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. We've got Score Energy Drink doing activations, Vodacom's there, Investec, et cetera, et cetera. So everyone's kind of doing their own things. But at the end of the day, anyone and everyone can come and join us. I don't think it's too late for anyone to be inspired sitting around this table looking at, I'm quite clearly the oldest one here. But anyway, you know what I mean? I'm getting inspired.
Oh, fantastic.
That's awesome, though.
So it starts in the morning.
Yeah, it starts in the morning. Again, you can imagine 4,000 youngsters getting off of buses. That's 70 buses, that's 60 people each. It takes quite a bit of coordination to organize that. Try and feed 4,000. That's a whole other story. But we'll deal with that when we get to it. But it starts in the morning. Registration opens at 8. The main event will start at 9 o'clock. We've got, as I say, Mini Dlamini has agreed to come and chat. We've got Katlego Mabo. We've got two performers, Alexandra May and Rouge, who again, the youngsters have been asking for. Mm. And then a couple of very very well-known entrepreneurs. We've got Miles Kubuheka, who started Cheese and Yammers and Vuyu Sausages.
We've
had him on the show.
And then a young, differently abled man by the name of Sandile, who has just skyrocketed from nowhere. This young man had an accident 3 years ago and woke up 3 weeks later and found out that he would never be able to use his legs again.
What?
Then went into ICU for a while, ended up completing his matric and a degree with honors, and has now developed this kind of like training program that he can basically get people to enhance photographic memory tactics that he uses. And he is just such a fighter. This guy Sandile is a force to be reckoned with. I can That's tell you crazy. Now, you'll recognize this name in the future. So yeah, so he's come from differently abled. We've got some deaf youngsters coming in. We've got some previously disadvantaged, etc. So everyone and anyone, if anyone's looking for more information, you can text 45745. Standard rates apply. It's 150. And we'll give you a call and supply you with everything you want to know.
So what I want to ask is that this is a very beautiful thing. It's very inspiring. But
thank you.
The most important thing I want to ask you is why?
Why? I don't know. I do know. I do know and I don't know. I love this country.
Yeah.
I think we all love this country. And it's not just me. It's a major team effort. There's about 35 of us in total. I just kind of take the front man stand, which is cool when everyone's clapping.
Yeah.
It's not so cool when you do something wrong. you get shouted at.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a massive team behind us, Licorice Inc. and Pride Factor. I think it is just, you know what? South Africa is amazing.
Yeah.
South Africa is absolutely amazing. And the people in South Africa, from someone that has done a fair bit of traveling around the world, the people are, you'll never come across people like this anywhere else in the world.
That's the truth.
And we have so much to offer, and we get hindered because of apartheid, which happened many, many years ago. Now, we've had some questionable leadership up and down. We've had this and that, and our currency, et cetera, et cetera. And I feel that it just comes down to, you know, just showing the youngsters out there that we have so much opportunity. There's so much to offer. Opportunities are everywhere. And if we get them inspired to go out and seek some greatness, maybe our country will be back exactly where it deserves to be, at the top spot.
And it does deserve to be at the top spot. I think the most important thing you're doing here is that it's not about you. That's the beautiful thing about it, because that's leadership. No. The view we have on leadership right now in South Africa is the title or I must be seen. But yeah, you are doing it for the future of South Africa. Instead of focusing on the past, you're focusing on the future.
Ideally so, yeah.
It's some deep stuff, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. Since we are in Youth Month, you yourself have obviously, you know, live that most of your youth already with quite a couple of the things that you said you've done. It's an amazing journey how you've literally jumped to, I think I was counting about 6 different career paths, if not 7. And yeah, now what lesson can you share with us this journey?
Well, like Vaughn, everything says.
This is becoming a thing.
No, that's it. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It's exactly that. Vaughn, everything. Be everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we were chatting about earlier on, is what we try and inspire you to do through Inspired Youth and Pride Factor is find your passion. Become the absolute best at it that you possibly can.
Yeah.
And then try and turn that into a career or a lifestyle or something like that. However, do understand that over the rest of your life, or probably change 4 or 5 times. So what you want to get into at 17 is DJing and you know, being a TV presenter and this and that. And at 23, that might change a little bit. Yeah. And at 30, you might get a little bit more serious. And at 35, you might find something else. And at 40, you find your dream job.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to change.
Yeah.
If you find your passion at 16 and carry that on until 76, well played, but it's not a common thing to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So basically, be prepared for anything that life might throw at you. Be prepared for opportunities that might arise. You know, if you can get yourself a good job or find some kind of security while you source your dreams, even better. So as we were saying early on, like with Vaughn, like he's been working, he's been doing everything in the corporate world and carrying on, and now he has not woken up and realized he's found his passion, but he's woken up and thought, you know what, 24, 25, I've got bigger fish to fry. I want to try other things. So I'm going to leave this off for a month. I'm going to carry on working there and find my other route and then take that path. And again, that might change in a few years' time. Fantastic. All the better for it.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we're trying to show to the youngsters. I mean, again, I've tried several different things, but it's exactly that. If you get into a job at 16 and live it out for 50 or 60 years, well played. Yeah. Well played. It's not a common thing to happen. And that's
what your 20s are not there to just follow one path. No. Your 20s are there to follow many paths.
It's test pilot time. Yeah. It is test pilot time. Mm. Try it out. But again, do have a security.
Yeah.
Do have something where you've got a degree behind you,
yeah,
or you know, a job behind you, and you're working on the weekend on your entrepreneurial skills, mm, or you're working on the weekend to study further, to better yourself. Have some kind of security for sure. But jeez, man, follow your passion.
That's not
definitely.
Yeah. Somebody was saying at work that your 20s should be your most selfish years of your life.
Exactly.
Everything is about you. So if you want to change your jobs, change it.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter what your parents say. It doesn't matter what other people say. If you want to go surfing, go surfing.
Exactly.
I'm going to. Oh, no, God. Ah, forget I'm enjoying
the beautiful thing. The beautiful thing with what Lesego is saying is that if you're not selfish and if you don't invest in yourself, how will you ever be able to change other people's lives?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but also, I mean, as was identified around the table earlier on, is 90% of the time your parents are going to say, I just want you to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
So just be happy, man.
So be happy.
Yeah.
I just want you to be happy and follow in my footsteps and become a doctor. And then get your PhD. And then go out and have 2.5 kids. And then live in San Jose.
What is 2.5 kids? Goodness.
That's like something from the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's the system, guys. That's the system.
There's actually something I read not too long ago. I still have it right here on my phone. It's this lady who wrote, when I was young and free, my imagination had no limits. I dreamed of changing the world. As I grew older and wiser, I discovered the world would not change. So I shortened my sight somewhat and decided to change only my country. Mm. But it too seemed immovable. As I grew into my twilight years, in one last desperate attempt, I settled for changing only my family, those closest to me. But alas, they would have none of it. And now, as I lie on my deathbed, I suddenly realize, if I had only changed myself first, then by example, I would have changed my family. From their inspiration and encouragement, I would then have been able to better my country. And who knows, I may have even changed the world.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Some deep stuff, because that's talking about letting your life preach more than your lips or your words. And also something very powerful is that live your life. Live a life so inspiring that it allows other people to dream and have permission to change their lives as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, man. And I mean, that's the cool thing. I love that I'm around people like you guys. Look, am I not so privileged? Look at this. Four people around me right now that are, you know, living life by their terms. And this is rare, because you know, when you're sitting at home, you think, ah, man, who else is doing it? I don't know anyone who's doing it. And then you're scared because you don't know anyone else who's doing it.
This is the true definition of the squad.
Now when you have a whole squad of people doing it, you're like, hashtag squad goals.
plus Von the everything. You're done. You're sorted.
You know, Weza the maestro, Von the everything, Lesego the beast, and Sapiwe the hugger.
Yes.
Slayer. Cool. Yeah, man.
So I think we need to
get Dean a cool alias, aka Nyana thing as well.
He's gonna be like a permanent fixture,
you know. Yeah, right.
We're probably gonna introduce him on Saturday. You said, hey, we'll be there at the expo. We should go there.
We will be at the expo. We'll be like, introducing, drum roll, Dean
the dude.
That's just the taste. That's
Dean
just the
director.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
We'll come up with something.
So, I mean, I think it's real stuff. I think just on my side, because I know, again, it's so annoying. We keep saying it's always the shortest hour of the week when we come here. Because you come here and then all of a sudden it's 10 minutes left of the show, but whatever. But essentially, it's little things that we talk about that it's almost culture that you can't touch, that you can't see, that you can't feel, that make the biggest difference.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we get here all the time. It's the reason why some of us leave work to get here.
Yeah.
It's the reason some of us leave work permanently to get here.
You know it.
Yeah, right?
You know it.
I wish I had a job.
You wanted to have something to leave so you could get here too.
I've been outside in the parking lot for like an hour.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
Bad.
It's all right.
But it's always a session, right, Wizza?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Every single week.
I just want to ask one more question. Seeing that it's Youth Month and June 16th is next week Thursday, yeah. We'll be in studio on June 16th. It's going to be a beautiful thing.
It's going to be lit.
Yeah. But what I want to ask you guys is maybe you can answer this for me. Because right now the picture of June 16th in the South Africa we live in is about the turn up or people pushing their political agendas. What is June 16th all about? Not focusing on the past, but rather the future. What is June 16th all about?
For me, I think it's to never forget your greatness. Never forget that there was a time in the world when the whole world said that South Africa couldn't do it.
Mm.
And then South Africa looked at the world and it said, watch us do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's about.
I'd have to agree with that. I think it's a time to reflect. It's a time of appreciation. And it's a complete time for inspiration and excitement for future possibilities.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Wisdom?
I think it's the time for the triple A's. The first one is just being aware. Awareness. Being aware of, you know, how far we've come and the challenges that face other people, sometimes not even you. If you might not be faced by those challenges, that doesn't mean that those challenges do not exist for other people. So just being aware of, you know, challenges within education, challenges within, you know, language barriers for some people and so on. And then the next is, so awareness, then appreciation. Appreciate how far we've come and where you are. Maybe if you're in a more comfortable position or you're in a position where you can just speak Afrikaans when you want to and speak English when you want to and speak Xhosa when you want to and speak Zulu and Sotho, then appreciate that, you know, the country has actually come quite a long way.
Yeah.
And then the last A is action. To take action in some way or the other, you know, to try and better the country, to be an active citizen in really trying to shape the country and moving us all forward.
Wonder everything. Tell us.
I think June 16 this year is about creating, for me, it's reflection on how we're going to create new ways of living. You know, I think a lot of problems have remained behind from our history, and a lot of things still need to be dealt with. And I think it's up to the youth to kind of come together collectively and create common goals so that we can iron them all out. You know what I mean? So yeah, for me, June 16 by creating new ways of living.
Yeah, you guys have said beautiful things. All I'm gonna say is that no matter how old or young you are, there's no feat too great or small that you cannot achieve. And what you need to realize is that age is only a number and you can leave your mark on the future of this country. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a session. I thank you so much for this session. It's been great. Wizza, what are your last words, bro? I feel like I started off the show.
All right, cool stuff. I think actually what we need to do is end the show off with a motivation minute from each and every one of us. I think that'll be a cool thing to do. So straight off the cuff, we're starting off on my left-hand side, and I'll be the guy who does the thing since Muhammad Ali in celebration of that whole thing. So I'll be that ringside announcer. On the left-hand corner, he's the man with the triple biceps. He weighs 155 pounds, if I'm not mistaken. He is Lesego Mapanga.
Long story short, you're a South African, and most importantly, you're a member of the world. You're here for a reason. You need to leave your mark. You need to be as great as you can be. Not for yourself, but because somebody invested a lot of time and effort in you. This isn't your life. You don't deserve much. You gotta work for it. Your mom is there for a reason. She invests a lot of time in you. Make her proud. Your community was there. They spend a lot of time and invest a lot of time in you. Make them proud. Leave your mark. Wherever you go, be a symbol of greatness. And never forget your roots. Never forget where you come from. Remember that you're African. By definition, you are great.
Yeah, and right next to him, it's the man who sold it all. From selling water to selling electricity to even surfing on that water too. It's Dean the Dude.
All right, when it comes down to the end of the day, when you die, and you are going to die, you're going to be lying on that deathbed one day and you're going to look back at your life. And I think that the only thing you ever want to look back at that life with is a sense of pride. You want to be proud of the decisions you've made, the accomplishments you've achieved, the friends that you've made, and the memories that you've shared. So get up, get on with it.
And right next to him, actually right next to me, he's the man with the Chicago Bulls cap. He's also the man who's really doing it all. He's recently been fired, but he's still got money coming in from the reps. It is Vaughn the Everything.
I wasn't fired. But yeah, man, so get up. Get up. Check with me. This is what I was told when I was younger. When I was in school, they told me I'd either be in prison or I'd be a president. I'm neither one of them, so I guess I'm living. You know what I mean? And a lot of the time, when I was in school, when I was growing up, when it was tough outside, I would always tell myself that No matter what it is, no matter what situation I'm in, I believe in myself enough to rise above it. And I think a lot of people out there face difficult times, face difficult situations. And if you dig deep enough, you can find the strength to lift yourself out of whatever situation you find yourself in. We're not determined by our circumstances, but we're determined by who we are. So spend time developing who you are, and then your circumstances become irrelevant.
All right, and now as the music comes back on, I want to now introduce the next gentleman. He is the man who's leaving his dream, but he's also leaving his mark as well. It is Simpiwe Bedros.
What I want to tell you damn straight from the beginning is that you're not a product of your past, but the blueprint to your future. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what they did to you. I don't care what they say about you. What you need to realize is even if you allow their opinions to kill your dream, it will forever haunt you. So you might as well go for that dream, because on the other side of achieving your dream is the destiny of another person. You were born for greatness. You're not here to just live for yourself. You're here to make people realize that they are born for greatness as well. So it's time to leave your mark. It's time to be great. It's time to stand up. It's time to rise, because this is your hour to be an inspiration, not just to your city, not just to your family, not just to this nation, but this entire world, because you are greatness.
Yeah, and myself, I'm just going to conclude it with the words of Muhammad Ali. It's not the mountain ahead that wears you down. It's the pebble in your soul. And in fact, saying that, sometimes the answer is that we need to just change something about ourselves to really just become those super great people we want to see. My name is Wizza. Wizza the Maestro. Have a great day.
Cliff Central. The Revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.